All right, looks like we've got some rain on the way today. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. You know, the best advice that I've heard about monitoring your retirement investments in this climate is just don't look. Don't even open your 401k statement when it arrives. Now, you can't just put your head in the sand altogether. Let's talk a little bit more about it now with Amin Dabbitt, Personal Capital. He's with Personal Capital, which is a digital wealth management company. Amin, good morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Personal Capital conducted a study looking at the state of retirement in America and the impact the pandemic has had on retirement balances. So what did you find in this study?
Yes, so we did analyze a broad swath of over 2 million users across the country to see how COVID impacted retirement accounts. And by running this study, we were able to dig into the data and see how the pandemic impacted accounts on a national and state level. And so specifically for the state of Michigan, our study found that the average account decreased by $50,000 between the end of January and the end of March, which is right around the time we saw the biggest impact from the pandemic. And so for a national comparison, nationally, the average retirement balance decreased by about $43,000 during the same time period.
Okay, so interesting. We had been seeing kind of an increase in retirement balances before the pandemic, hadn't we?
Yes, we definitely have, and that was, we saw all-time highs in the stock market. Now, ultimately, the good news is these accounts have rebounded, or the averages have rebounded in the state of Michigan as well as nationally. And so, for example, as of June 30th, the average retirement account balance in the state of Michigan was $396,000 compared to a national number of $385,000, which ranks the state 16th in the country for the highest retirement savings average.
All right, well, that's good. Well, obviously, the markets have been volatile this year, and we all know why. And I don't know that they're necessarily going to straighten out altogether anytime soon. We're going to see a lot of highs and a lot of lows. So what's the most important thing that investors should do today to make sure that their retirement funds are intact when they need them?
That's right, and that's a great question. So ultimately, the best thing anybody can do is really focus on what you can control and try to control the controllables. The best step anyone can take is have a financial plan that really helps you define and track your progress towards your retirement goals. That's the biggest thing. It'll help you define what you're trying to accomplish, what that looks like, and then being able to track it so that you're making better decisions today for what's going to affect you in the future.
You mentioned the average retirement balance as of June 30th in Michigan, $396,000 plus. And if there's somebody listening saying, holy cow, I'm not even close to that, we are way off the mark, what advice would you have for them at this point?
Yes, so ultimately that's a number. And everybody has a different number and a different goal depending on what your needs and what you're trying to accomplish in retirement. So that's why I keep emphasizing building that plan, because that truly will help you define what you're trying to accomplish and then what it's going to take to get there. So whether that's saving more, whether that's spending less, making sure that you're properly invested with the right allocation and the right risk tolerance for what's right for you, all those different moving pieces, to be able to put them together and get a concise answer, you really need to build a financial plan.
Obviously, the younger you are, the further away from retirement you are, the better off you are, because you have a lot more time to save and invest. What about somebody that's nearing retirement? Maybe they're, say 4 or 5 years away from retirement, or maybe it's even closer. What advice would you have for them right now in this particular environment?
Yeah, so as you're closer or at or in retirement, having a smart distribution strategy, same way that is under the plan, that helps you make sure that you're withdrawing from the right accounts and trying to maximize tax efficiency when you're withdrawing, is key to the longevity of your assets. And those, again, are things that you can control. And so, the items that we've all heard and everybody knows is first and foremost, you need to be diversified. Make sure you have the right mix of assets for your risk tolerance. But the piece, another layer under that, is making sure you have the right distribution strategy.
Yeah, that's so important. So, and don't panic when you see losses, but be ready to react. And I guess be in touch with your financial advisor, right?
Absolutely. And working with a fiduciary financial advisor, someone that is acting in your best interest, can really help you make better decisions and then, you know, build that plan with you so that when things are changing or adjusting and we're seeing the uncertainty here, you have someone that can help you make those decisions.
All right. We're talking with Amin Dabit with Personal Capital. They put out the State of Retirement in America study. If somebody wants to look at that study or find out more about Personal Capital, where can they go?
It's at personalcapital.com.
All right. We will check that out. Amin, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it very much.